Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 35. Ooh, 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's up? Drink
this. 5 times 7 is 35.
What the fuck was that about?
No idea.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Susan Kamyab.
Hey.
Gwen Reyes.
What up?
Gadi Elkan.
Yo, yo.
Andrew Conway. And Adam Conway.
Huh? What?
Yes. And if you've been following along, we have been doing a bracket, an NCAA tournament-style bracket.
It's the last
one. This is legit. It's not the last bracket.
Oh, it's the second one. Sorry.
Yeah. Someone's feelings
are
going to get
hurt. Why are you retiring brackets already?
Someone's feelings are going to get hurt.
So what do you mean last TV bracket?
TV bracket. So we've been doing this TV bracket where we pick the best television shows from 1990 through present. And we split them off into a comedy section and a drama section. And we started with 64. Actually, we started about 200 shows, but we narrowed them down to 64 to start the bracket. And now we're down to the final four, which we were going to do the final four.
And
we're going to have a winner today. So let's start out with comedy. It is between Seinfeld versus Simpsons. Adam.
Seinfeld.
Oh, my God.
Gwen.
What up?
Seinfeld versus Simpsons.
What up? It's me, Gwen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pay attention.
Yada, yada, yada. What the fuck?
The Simpsons.
No.
Seinfeld. Okay, I'm going to clarify something. Vulture magazine did a 30 years best TV, and their last two comedies were not these two.
Okay.
We're better.
But this was the semifinals of theirs, and they brought up a great argument for The Simpsons.
I pick Simpsons.
What?
I'm Simpsons.
You should have picked Simpsons.
Seinfeld was number one, motherfucker.
Move it on. Move it on.
Seinfeld has much more cultural relevance than Simpsons ever.
Does it?
I watched.
That was my childhood.
You can still watch an episode of
The Simpsons, even if it's...
She has man hands.
Even now, it's still relevant.
No, Seinfeld's still relevant.
I watched
the episode of Seinfeld.
What is the longest running TV show in the history of TV?
Bananas.
Thank you, but...
No, actually, Simpsons is now. Simpsons it is. Sorry, Conways.
Let's move on.
No way.
Seinfeld's my number one.
I thought this would be a lot more suspenseful.
No, yeah, it's stupid.
It's a stupid fuck mess.
It's stupid.
Seinfeld is
way better as a whole than The Simpsons.
I disagree.
There's like 12 seasons.
Did you see the final
half
episode?
Half the seasons
of
The Simpsons are bad.
But doesn't
that's not true.
It's completely true. The last 10 years of The Simpsons have been horrible.
I know they haven't.
It's been horrible.
Oh, they haven't.
Please give Andrew a hug.
I was watching
the bad episode of Seinfeld was the last one. That's it.
Both shows are really good. Simpsons
no.
is just...
Who are you trying to sway here?
I think better.
Apparently not.
We already gave up our Judaism for The Simpsons.
Yeah, geez.
There's probably a shit ton of Jews that work on.
Yeah.
No, there isn't, actually.
Seinfeld made by Harvard Lampoon. They don't let Jews in Harvard.
No, they don't.
All really? Right,
really? No, they
don't.
Simpsons. Yes, Simpsons.
Yes.
Happy with that.
I am not.
All right,
biggest revolt just occurred.
Moving on. We have our winner for comedy now. Let's pick our winner for drama.
That's bullshit.
And let's do this. This is...
No, I don't care. Game of Thrones swung a pick, even though we're
hold on.
No.
Hold on.
It's
calm
over.
Down.
Whoa.
Game of Thrones.
That's why he was
already giving up on Game of Thrones.
Hold on.
I'm going to pick Game of Thrones. I know you guys don't pick Breaking Bad.
So I'm going to say this. Hold on a second.
You're on my boat,
you
motherfucker.
I know. That's picked.
All right, go.
All right.
I'll just speak.
Game of Thrones versus Breaking Bad. Now, before we get into this, I'll just say that over the last Memorial Day weekend, I went back and watched Game of Thrones Season 1 and most of Season 2, and I just recently started Breaking Bad over. So I've gotten into the – I've seen them all
you're
before.
Back in the world right now. So, you're
so I've seen
you're
the beginning.
Worlds.
And I'm going to say I love both shows so well, and they're so well
right.
done. I'm going to go with Breaking Bad on this.
I know. It's fine.
I'm going to go with Breaking Bad
I know,
for me.
It's okay.
So you are Game of Thrones.
I'm Game of Thrones, but it's okay.
Gwen.
Okay, so I also have a really hard time with this because the first season of Game of Thrones is
so,
so
good.
Flawless. The first season of Breaking Bad is
not
as flawless.
Good.
And but I love the over goal of Breaking Bad and where it went and how intense and how much I loved
I
that world. And I haven't had a chance, you know, we're still in the world of Westeros.
Well, the thing is, yeah, Game of Thrones hasn't ended yet, so it's hard to say.
And it's very hard, but
that's what she
season
said.
Four hasn't been particularly perfect. Season three wasn't particularly the best. And
it's okay. Say it.
Say it, Gwen.
Do it,
Gwen. Is so pissed right now.
Ridiculous.
But say it.
I'm trying to get punched in the face, but I'm really
do it.
That.
Breaking Bad or what? Game of Thrones.
It's okay. Breaking Bad 5. Don't say it. They're all good shows. Just say Game of Thrones. Seinfeld's the winner.
I feel really bad, but I feel like George is watching me. Like, he's around always.
Yes, believe it or not.
But I'm going to go with Breaking Bad.
All right. Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Susan
Kamyob.
Yeah. I picked this just based on, like, what show I'd want to watch right now. Oh, because you haven't
well,
watched
good.
Either.
So
I haven't watched either.
Fair.
Then.
Fair.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the first season
vote.
Is amazing.
Big vote.
It is.
All right.
I'm glad you want to watch that.
That. I just, people rave about it.
Uh-oh.
Andrew.
Is this going to cause a family dispute?
Very tough decision, but,
What are you doing?
Quantum Leap.
Thank you! Yes!
Quantum Leap.
All right.
And guess who's going to tie up this whole big son of a bitch right now? Because I vote Quantum Leap too.
Okay.
That's two and two. Fuck all y'all.
Wait a second. We're new rule.
New rule.
There's an honorary category for best TV show. Honorary TV show is Quantum Leap.
Damn right, we won!
But in the sake of the bracket, Game of Thrones versus Breaking Bad.
Still vote Quantum Leap.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, so I have to vote.
Yeah,
so
you could tie it up.
I could tie it up, or I could give it to the goat fuckers. This is I'm going to take my time.
Who are the goat fuckers?
No.
I'm going to give it to the goat fuckers again.
There's goat fucking somewhere. So I wrote a lot of shit now.
There's sister fucking.
Sister fucking.
So you circled
I didn't circle
there's,
anything.
There's
yet.
Wrist fucking too because they had that
the
wrist table.
On the wrist table with
so
it. Removed everything.
She's like this big around. That went like straight into her spine.
All right. What's your argument between Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones?
Okay, so I agree with Gwen that Breaking Bad is a show that you have to kind of lean into to get into.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones episode one,
you're
fucking hooked.
Yeah, it's different. It's different because Breaking
pacing,
Bad ramps
yeah.
up. Game of Thrones starts off strong.
You still haven't finished Breaking Bad, have you?
I haven't finished
yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Now, the arguments for Game of Thrones, it's a massive world, so there's so much learning with every new season. But that's also a negative to it.
Mm.
Breaking Bad, set in New Mexico. I know this family. I know these characters. I keep learning something new about them. Whereas it's hard to like get the full story of all the Game of Thrones characters.
But
they're always yearning for a little
you...
bit more, like, I wish I had more from this. I kind of think this character's kind of stupid. I don't need this, but okay, let's go here. Let's go to the other side of the fucking world. Little girl and dragons. Kind of think she's hot. Oh, but we're not going to see her for a couple years fighting them, so I got to wait another couple years. George Martin's writing too damn slow, so they might beat him to the punch next season. So there's a lot of questions with Game of Thrones.
But at the same time, greatness, the character is greatness, man. You hate Joffrey. I hate Joffrey.
But at the same time, there's so many supplemental characters that don't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Whereas in Breaking Bad, there are so many
characters. Well, there's one character that sells the story for Breaking Bad. There is no Gus in Game of Thrones. There might be a Tywin Lannister.
No, Tyrion Lannister.
No, Gus and Tyrion are nowhere near.
Gus is the most diabolical. He walked out with motherfuckers shooting guns everywhere. Walked out like, who's going to shoot me? That's our introduction to that sweet Giancarlo. What an amazing performance. I've never seen on TV like that.
But we're not talking about acting. We're not talking about acting. We're talking about the show in general.
So the show in general came down to me to two things. Game of Thrones sex versus Breaking Bad's drugs. Sex and drugs. Which way would I go? I like both.
We need more boobs.
What about rock and roll?
I love rock and roll too. But
he's peeping on him.
They canceled Love Monkey so soon.
Out.
And there's another girl going down on him.
I will say, Breaking Bad's a show that we've seen slightly before in like The Sopranos. Game of Thrones is a show I've never seen before.
Yeah, so in that sense,
some interesting points there. I will actually go with Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh, that's what I thought.
Game of Thrones.
I still want Seinfeld.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
All right, so Game of Thrones wins the dramatic, and now we're doing the championship. The Simpsons versus Game of Thrones.
I don't know what to do.
It's tough.
I love Game of Thrones, and I'm glad it made it to the championship game. And I love The Simpsons. It's a great show, and I'm glad that made it to the final, even though some people
might
not.
Wait, are you about to vote on a leap?
Guys, I really want to eat all of these donuts. I'm really stressed out right now.
I have so much stress eating.
Because this is so emotional. Eat one.
This is one of the greatest episodes. I'm going to take it. Just eat it. Eat the blue one.
Eat it.
I'm going to pick The Simpsons to win this thing. I think I think Simpsons is like just part of me or whoever. It's part of America. It's part of
America.
It's just, it's like part of culture. It's like iconic status.
And it's isn't quite there yet.
But I'm going to pick The Simpsons.
Huh? Your look right now is the most mad I've seen you since Sidney Lumet got his ass kicked out of our director's
party. I'm choosing The Simpsons also.
Really?
Time the fuck out!
I wanted Seinfeld to win.
I'm confused.
Why?
How? What?
I wanted Seinfeld to win.
What?
But if I can't have Seinfeld, The Simpsons is what it's going to be.
Over Game
of Thrones. All right. Simpsons.
You're wearing a Game of Thrones fucking t-shirt.
I know.
He's got Simpsons boxers.
And he's going to go eat some soup later in honor of Seinfeld.
No, he's going to go eat some Alibaba later.
All right.
And the yellow face.
Gwen, Simpsons or Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to give it a vote. I like the Game of Thrones more than Simpsons.
All right.
Wait a second. Am I changing the vote?
Yeah, Simpsons?
Easily Simpsons. It's exactly what you said. It's like part of my life.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, Game of Thrones. There's no way. I feel like I learned stuff from Simpsons.
Simpsons or Game of Thrones, Andrew?
It's so tough because, like you said before, Simpsons was good back in the day for my childhood. Like, when I had my first internet screen name, which I still have, my AOL account, was Homer389 because he messed up that really stupid joke. Why was 7 afraid of 9? Or 9 afraid of... Oh,
why did 7... 8, 9?
Why is 9 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8,
9.
Yeah.
Why is...
What is
that?
I don't even know the joke.
Why is 6 afraid of 7? 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. And so he messed it up and it was 389. And so that was Homer389 was my AOL account. It still is actually, but it's my junk mail account now. But so it's very tough because Game of Thrones is just so good. But without Seinfeld, I'm gonna say Simpsons.
Simpsons.
So did Simpsons win it already?
Yeah.
Simpsons won it already.
Well, all right. Well,
so,
fuck me then.
What were you going to say?
He was going to say Game of Thrones.
I was going to vote Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
Because I like Game of Thrones more.
There's a lot more ass in Game of Thrones, y'all.
It's amazing. Yeah, Game of Thrones is amazing.
Game of Thrones.
But like,
it is not.
The 10 good seasons of The Simpsons.
I didn't see no Marge Simpson
nostalgic enough to.
except on that one internet site.
Yeah.
So Simpsons wins.
If only Daenerys had a better
Simpsons win. Simpsons win.
With an honorary winner of Quantum Leap.
If only if Daenerys had better scenes this season, I would have probably gone with Game of Thrones. But her storyline is the most boring.
It is so boring
storyline.
Who's
Queen of Dragons?
Daenerys.
So she's not doing
like
anything.
A badass character.
And in the book, she doesn't do anything.
Wasted
for more books.
Yeah, like it's like
so. It's real frustrating.
Book five or six.
I love Game of Thrones, but.
I'm just glad they got rid of the weird tooth assassin dude and replaced him with someone else.
Can I also bring up one more reason why I'm about to change my vote?
Lothario guy, that's her.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm changing my vote, Andrew.
Or Daria.
And Daria.
I'm changing my vote. Not because
of. To Seinfeld? Sweet.
No, to Simpsons. For the winner. I know it's already won, but.
Monorail.
Because Quantum Leap, my famous quote of why I think Quantum Leap's the greatest show is because he played a monkey.
Yeah.
And The Simpsons has an evil fucking monkey.
No,
it doesn't.
That's Family Guy.
Damn it! That's a Homer moment right there.
No! That's how we should end it.
And there's a talking monkey in Futurama.
Open face club sandwich.
And that is our bracket.
Simpsons won.
The Simpsons won.
Reluctantly on my.
But we love all the shows.
We love all the shows.
We love all the shows.
And we will be back with another bracket. Soon.
Can't wait till Simpsons does
later.
A parody of Game of Thrones. That'd be amazing.
They
Simpsons did.
Did
it.
Oh, they did already?
On the opening thing, they did the Springfield.
Yeah. The
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
penis.
It'll be good. Simpsons. Congratulations.
Simpsons.
Poor Adam.
That's fine.